Well, that's half correct. Andy's taking the day off today, but our friend and brother, not my brother, I kind of wish he was my brother, though.
Could be your brother.
Alex Linda's a good pal. Alex, what a nice surprise to hear from you.
Yeah,
how are you?
It's nice to hear from you, Denny.
You been good?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, it's been a while since I filled in with Andy. He's been actually pretty Johnny on the spot for being available this year, actually.
Yeah, he has been, yeah.
Except, you know, this time you know why I'm actually filling in. He's driving his middle child, Easton, down to Georgia for college. So that's super exciting. He just called me, actually. He's somewhere going over a mountain range. So he sounded like it was pretty beautiful from where he's at.
Wow, how time flies. Hard to believe.
Yeah, college. So I think it's like Tennessee somewhere he's down. He's trying to find smoke coming out of the hills for some whiskey taverns in the back country, actually. So interesting little trip he's on. So Denny.
Yeah.
How is everything?
Everything is good. Everything is really good. I was talking to Andy last couple of weeks about radon mitigation. With our friend and your friend Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, we're kind of waiting on that issue. But what we want to do after all of that's taken care of, and I've mentioned this to Andy before, that I want to get the crawl space foamed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to make a world of difference. Have you seen the before and after of different places that, and the effects of that foaming?
Yeah, we've done a few of those, actually, and it's worked out really well. Really well. So spray foam the entire cavity, and it basically, you know, most of those crawl spaces, if you ever been in a house that has like a, you know, it's always like a 1.5 story or like a bi-level almost, where it's half in the basement and there's usually a walkway underneath that main level or a crawl space under there. And usually that floor is super cold lots of times. And that's the most thing you hear from people is they're always, the floor is cold. So that's a simple way of doing that. But as you do that, you're also helping with the radon that possibly coming up through the soil. But then there's also other things too, like, you know, making sure that the moisture, you know, a lot of people don't realize the moisture that comes into those areas. So putting, you know, making sure that you could, some sort of dehumidification system as well. We integrate with those. So it all really depends on the type of crawl space, but yeah, there are some things that Jesse's done in the past we've been really successful with. Absolutely. So what were you guys talking about radon with Jesse?
Because we just started doing testing, and I think it's, in fact, I mentioned with one of his crew members about the different types of covers for the sump. And I guess that's really a culprit area for radon, is it not?
Absolutely. Yeah, it just basically seeps up out of the ground, right? So anytime you have a, you know, any type of pipe coming up through your house that's not sealed off, and the main one is your sump pump. You know, you've been to a house that you look into a sump pump and there's no cover on it. And if there is a cover, it's definitely not sealed. So what you typically see now is the cover and then some sort of like a poly taped to the concrete over the top of it even, just to make sure that no seepage of any gases comes out of that spot. So that's something simple everyone can look at, making sure that the cover's on there and then putting on a vapor barrier of some sort over the top of it just as precautionary. That's good.
Mm-hmm. And you have a couple of choices, too, from what I've learned as far as sump covers, because in some cases, like in our house, there are maybe condensation or other drain plugs that go in. You know, you need to have holes, you know, in the sump cover. But still, you want it totally sealed. But you also, I found out, in some cases, not Jesse, but in some companies, they seal that sump cover.
Yep.
And I told the guy, I said, you mean you don't have access to the sump pump itself? What if that goes out? So
yeah,
you got to think ahead a little bit. And evidently, this is removable, but it definitely seals well. So this is going to be a process.
Yeah.
And I remember mentioning to Andy, now, which comes first? Do the radon take care of that and then foam, or foam and then do the radon? I said, no, do the PVC first.
Right.
And the fan. And you would agree with that, right?
Yeah, yeah. And if you do have like active radon, noticeably, they do put a vented cover and stuff on there to help mitigate some of those things. But yeah, take care of that first and then the crawl space for sure. Now, you talking about your house specifically, Denny?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Indeed. And I've been putting
can't
it off
for years.
Can't believe
we're not done there yet. 20 years of working on that house, still walking, still cracking at it.
But you know, you say it, Andy says it, every time you do something nice, you find something else to do.
Oh, yeah. You know, isn't it just awkward the time we're living in now where people are home so much and they're noticing these things? We're really starting to see that from our customers. Like, they're sitting at home and they, you know, I never noticed this before, but I've been working at my house, looking out this window, and I noticed that this is falling off. And we're getting so much of that stuff just because I think people are aware of it more. But it's good. You know, maintenance on a house, a lot of people don't realize it. Like, it's something you should budget for. You know, my dad always talks about you should have some sort of a budget for home maintenance every year. Upgrades, you know, just general maintenance things, but always try to have, I mean, if you really want to, you know, take care of your investment so that, you know, eventually when you can sell it and upgrade it, you have a nice home that's been taken care of. And it's hard to do that if you're not ever budgeting it. And I've always noticed that, like, well, you know, I want to do this, but we don't really have the money. And then all of a sudden, you know, people are having to fix something that needs it instead of just constantly having that kind of a budget. So that was kind of a interesting thing you see happening with everyone staying at home, wanting to get some of this stuff finally done and figuring out how to pay for it.
Well, that's a good point. Plus, you know, like you said, most of us are not going anywhere. And we thought, well, this would be a good time to staycation. Let's get the house fixed up. I would imagine that makes Linda's construction a lot busier than you thought you were going to be.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, nobody really knew what was going to happen, but, no, I think the morale of the community is great, and everyone, you know, we're really passionate about taking care of homes and stuff. And when people have that same passion, we really enjoy that. And, you know, most of our customers, Denny, everyone really takes pride in their homes and want to see good work. And that's why they hire us to do it. So it's been a really fun time, and our customers are absolutely fantastic. I truly enjoy working with every one of our customers, no doubt.
A lot of repeat customers as well. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, Alex Lind is filling in for Andy today. Andy's on the road. Let's do this. Let me give the phone number and the text number. It's the same number. If you have any kind of home improvement question for Alex, call it in or text it in, 651-989-9226. We'll take this break. Be back on the other side here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show brought to us every week by our friends at Linda's Construction. I don't think I've spelled it yet. L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy's off today. He's on the road, but Alex Lindis is filling in today.
And, yes, sir.
It's good to hear from you. It's been some time now. Hope it
wasn't
something we said.
It really has. You know, I was listening to your ad there for By the Yard, talking about the state fair.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How sad, huh?
That's super sad. And I was just thinking back. I think it was 1997 was my first state fair that I worked with my mother. And, you know, I think it was in the Vikings building that's there right across from the beer garden. I think it's the Minnesota Sports building now. And, man, that was always one of my highlights of the year as a young kid because it was just neat to see so many people at one time. It was one of my, you know, I learned so much with sales and communicating with people there because you literally get a chance to talk to every type make model of a human being, and it's actually fantastic. I'm sad about it. I really am. I know a lot of Minnesotans are. It's something that's just special to all of us. So that's sad.
Well, had it happened, would Linda still have been in the grandstand, I presume?
Yes. Yep. We were. I think we've been in the grandstand almost 6 years now, I believe. We have kind of jogged around a couple different spots, but I think we finally found a home spot on the main level. So downstairs, main levels where we were last year, and we were planning on the same thing this year. But
well, let's hope next year.
Yeah, for sure.
We can follow.
Oh, yeah. We'll get through this.
Folks can still call Lindis for free estimates and whatever they want to get done.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, too, what a lot of people I see doing, you know, just like By the Yard, they're still offering their state fair discounts. So it's still an awesome time. You know, it seems like it every year around the state fair, all companies are kind of filling up their schedules. across the board, not just construction, but anything, you know, you got your state fair deal. That's just, people wait for this day, right? Just so they can get a deal. So we're, you know, we're probably still going to roll, with some sort of a state fair discount coming up here. I know it's already August, so I'm sure they're going to roll it out here next week, but, there's still opportunities to save some money on some of those things. So yeah,
sure. And we have opportunities to ask Alex your home improvement type of question, whatever the case may be. 651-989-9226. That's for a phone call or a text, if that is easier for you. Earlier, Alex, a texter wanted to know if Linda's Construction ever gets involved with any driveway replacement or concrete repairs. I'm sure you know people who do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not something we obviously specialize in because it's kind of a whole different expertise. But yeah, we have a few companies that we work with directly, depending on what you want to do, you know, flat concrete or some, you want to, you know, do some decorative stuff too, as well as some interior, you know, some companies now, a lot of people are doing some, concrete countertops. You ever seen that, Denny?
Yes. Oh, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really neat because you can really manipulate the look of that concrete to anything you want. It's kind of neat. So we actually did our first concrete countertop for our outside grill area at our cabin up north in Lake of the Woods, and it turned out just fabulous, actually.
How do you seal that? I mean, concrete is so porous.
Yeah, yeah. You just use a regular, you know, any type of sealer. I believe, like, Dad got more of, like, a harder type sealer than you'd see, like, on a driveway. It's actually one designed for countertop type applications just because of the chemicals and stuff.
Sure.
Man, it is really neat. You can polish that concrete down so shiny. Like, you never would think you can get, like, it's just a rock. You keep polishing and polishing, and it really turns out beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen one. I've seen the rough finish, but I've never seen something that you could buy. I never knew that. But what a great idea for an outdoor kitchen area. Great idea.
Yeah, it's just something different. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Here's a text, Alex, that says, what are your thoughts on putting a zinc strip, maybe you can explain what that is, on the north-facing side of a roof to prevent discoloration from mildew, or algae, I suppose they mean. This would be done when a new roof is put on in the near future. What is a zinc strip, for folks who don't know?
Yep. So zinc strip is basically, the easiest way to explain it is a shiny piece of metal. And the active ingredient is the zinc, metallic zinc inside that metal. It's usually in galvanized steel. Zinc-coated galvanized steel is basically what this is. What's neat about this is that zinc, that when water becomes in contact with it, it does not allow the buildup of the mildew on those shingles. It's actually something, and you'll find the same thing with copper, actually. But obviously that's super expensive and it's not really, you know, sought after. But what shingle manufacturers are doing are actually taking some copper into the granules to actually help prevent that without those zinc strips. Now, if you have a lot of tree cover and north facing and never see sun, it really doesn't matter what shingle you have. It's going to have some sort of mildew. But the caveat with this is just like you said, it's not something that's going to eliminate something you already have. So if you have mildew and you put a zinc strip on, it's not going to eliminate or remove any that mildew. But on a new roof, it will help the buildup of new mildew, right? So it's a preventative application. It's not a, you know, remediation application. So,
and it is, and then in the case of, as I said, algae, which we see on some roofs, the darkening area. And you don't see it around certain venting pipes because of that zinc involved in that material.
Yeah, that's something you can see just driving around. Anyone today, if you get out driving around and you look at houses, you can see the... Oh, sorry. Getting a phone call, Denny. But when you see... those steel pipes coming up out of the roof, and you look right below that, obviously you can see the where the watershed's coming around that steel and coming down to the roof, and you can see the actual true shingles of whatever those shingles were at the time. And then everywhere else that water's not hitting is mildewy. So that's the concept of those zinc strips. Same exact thing. And it does work really well as long as you do it from the beginning.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hang on, Alex. We're going to take a bottom of the hour break. We'll have a look at that hot forecast. We have another about a half hour of the show to go. So if you did not get your question answered first half hour, call it in or text it in. Same number, 651-989-9226. And welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. If you happen to have any kind of a home improvement question, Alex Lindis is in for Brother Andy today. Andy is on the road. And we have a line is open if you want to call in your question or send a text if that's easier. It is the same number, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. The question is via text, Alex, about gutters that were they had installed. They didn't say what kind. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, and said there's a leak in a seam. How can that be repaired? Also, in the winter, icicles form over the gutters. Can this be prevented or somehow reduced? Well, all the years I've had leaf guard gutters, I've never seen a leak in the seam, but with other gutter systems, have you ever seen that? I'm sure you have, Alex.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you got a seam in a gutter, and that's why we love the seamless fact of it, right? We bring the truck out to your house, roll form it right on site, make a... And the longest one I did was 260-some feet. One continuous run before we had 10 guys to install it. So, I mean, the nice thing about that is, yeah, there are no seams where it can leak. Now, if it is leaking in a seam, something simple that could be done is usually some silicone sealant of some sort to reseal it up. And that's really the only way to seal up any of those seams and any of those connections. But that's usually something with a little bit of silicone can handle. You know, and the last caveat there was the ice and icicles, man. And in that, in Minnesota, if we could figure out a way to to eliminate ice on a roof,
yeah,
man, we would definitely have something figured out because it is just
the freeze thaw cycle.
What's so inconsistent, right? You know, some houses never have ever had ice for 30 years, and then all of a sudden, because of whatever the weather was in that day, the way the sun was hitting their house, all of a sudden, boom. All this stuff happens. It's always, you know, surprising to me when I ask homeowners, well, you know, what happened last year with ice? This is the first time I've ever seen anything like this before. Or, yeah, it's always been an issue, but now it's starting to leak into the house, and we never had, you know. So it's, there's a bunch of stuff we've been testing. There's a new product that we're, you know, so like up in the mountains in Colorado and actually where Andy's going through where they get heavy amounts of snow, like these products exist almost on every house. You know, some sort of a heat melt system on a roof. And there's a couple products that we're looking at now where it's actually replacing that first row of shingles on your roof and putting in like a metal. So when you look at your roof, the first row of your shingles is metal. And that's a heated metal shingle, right? So technically you can heat up anywhere that is over your heated wall in your house. So if you have a 3-foot overhang, typically that'd be 3 feet of your house. And that is what we found can eliminate 100% of any ice formation that you have. But you know, that's pretty invasive, right? It's a whole big project. You're gonna have to do the whole roof with connecting to all the electricity. So it's not, unfortunately, it's not really enough for me. I feel like an affordable option to do to remediate ice on homes. And the fastest and most affordable way to do it is every time it snows, rake your roof, right? I mean, if you can eliminate the snow off of your roof in the winter, then you're going to eliminate any ice formation. So
for sure.
So that is one of those, you know, one of those things we're always trying to figure out. And, you know, as we know in March and April in Minnesota, when it's warm during the day and freezes at night, that is where the problems occur, right? I mean, that's when we get our most calls about leaking into roofs. So, yeah, working on it. It's always a challenge with the ice formation in Minnesota.
Alex,
so,
you're getting
to answer their question, icicles, removing the snow before it melts is one of the ways that you can do that. Or, you know, a lot of people have success with just standard heat tapes. But that's not a long-term thing. Eventually, those, you know, 3-4 years being out and exposing the elements and the sun, they'll stop working and so on and so forth. So,
but, all right. Yeah. We're getting decking questions this morning, Alex. Let me see if I can find the first one.
A lot of good deck weather.
And talking to Andy and Luke Panic, for that matter, it seems like the overwhelming choice for decking are the low maintenance ones, like 80-90%. You see, as far as Linda's Construction, still building wood decks, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it really is, 10 to 1 as far as the composite stuff goes, because, let's see, Denny. I think my deck is now 11 years old, and I have TimberTech with Fortress railings, so those metal railings.
Mm-hmm.
And 12 years ago, that was done. It literally looks the same it did on day one.
So what do you have to do with it?
Nothing. It literally, I have not touched it once. I actually did pressure wash the house and kind of pressure wash that deck too a little bit. But other than that, literally have not done anything. It looks the exact same way it did 12 years ago. Now, my neighbors put in a cedar deck. And I don't care who you are. I love the look of a cedar deck for about three months. Right? When the first cedar deck goes up, man, is it beautiful. But that's, you get about 3 months out of it. And then it's, maintenance and staining. So I think he's stained his deck. So he's got three sons, one in college, another one in senior this year. So he's got some help. I have three daughters under eight, so that's a little different. But so he's got them out staining that thing. Probably, I think he's had it for 6 years now. I think he stained it three times.
Well, so, I believe that.
I mean, there's just a lot of maintenance with those decks to keep them looking nice. Now, you can keep them looking nice if you maintenance them, but I don't get a lot of time for that, Denny.
No, most of us don't. I mean, even though we're home more now, that still we find other things to do. But I can't remember the figure, but I think Luke said 80-90% of the decks that Lindus is building is the low maintenance type.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
That's just where people want to go. And like I said, they look so nice. They're super functional. You can walk on them without getting slivers, having to worry about any of that stuff. Yeah, it seems to be the go, but there's a price point to it. But if you look at the time and effort I just explained in the model for my neighbor, how much time has he spent restaining his deck and all the money he spent on the stain, over a decade? My deck I haven't touched it all the time that I said. I mean, it all kind of works out over time. So it's something that I highly recommend. Actually, my wife and I, Jamie.
Of course.
My wife, Jamie. So we actually are looking at building a new home. So we decided to go out yesterday to the Midwest Luxury Home Tour.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if you've heard of that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So it's really cool. It's, it's all the big fancy houses. I think to get into this, it has to be a minimum of $1 million property. And some of them are just extremely gorgeous. But, man, there's some neat things people are doing in houses nowadays. What I saw yesterday was really cool. From the garage into their pantry is a Keebler grocery door. How cool is that?
What does that look like?
It's basically like a little 3-foot door that is in their garage. So let's say your wife would back in or you would back in to the garage. And you literally just open the back of your truck and open this little hatch door underneath, and you push everything right into the pantry. Nothing through doors or anything like that. It's like, I've never seen that before. That was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm then, often. Go ahead.
Other thing you see is a spancrete on decks, which is something I never really thought of. But, there was a lot of spancrete integrated into these homes. So if you guys aren't familiar with spancrete, it's basically structural concrete that's preformed in a factory with rebar designed to span, anywhere from 40, 60, 80 feet, depending on what you want to do. So the one I went to is actually, they did it on their top level of their garage, which also extended now this beautiful deck patio off of their master bedroom. There's some really neat stuff. So if you guys ever get a chance, I think it's $20 a ticket per person, and it's just some super neat homes. There's one in Somerset, if you get a chance to come over here, that's just breathtaking. It's got an indoor pool right on the Apple River in Somerset, and it's just absolutely gorgeous.
But it's a great idea.
If you're looking at some ideas for homes, this is where you're going to find it, because these homes literally have every bell and whistle that you can put into a house. So it's really
a lot of fun to see.
Yeah.
All right, tell you what, let's go back to the phones. I think Jerry is first up here calling from St. Paul. Jerry, thank you for waiting. What's your question for Alex?
Yes, sir. Alex, I live in an older home, and when you enter my front door, the hallway floor is sagging, and I can look downstairs in the basement. I can see where the joists are not level anymore. They have to be raised up. Does Lindus do that type of work?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we do. You know, obviously, that's something that we want to take a really hard look at with some professionals and make sure that the structurally, that what we can do for you leveling it out, if it's that simple, or if, you know, if, you know, always concerns me when floors are unlevel. So is it the joists or is it the foundation? You know, there's some stuff that needs to be decided there, which can dramatically change how we're going to attack this. But yes, absolutely. You should give us a call and we can send one of our experts to take a look at something like that for you. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1-800-LEAF-GUARD, and that the first meeting is always free, just for you know, checking things out, whatever the case, whether it's gutters, roofing, or siding, or insulation, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, and people are just curious about prices too. I mean, this is what we do. A lot of people don't have no clue what something costs, and that's standard. I mean, you're not in this field, you're not in this business, so it's not surprising when people have literally no idea what some of this stuff costs, but that's what we're here for. You know, we work with you. We can figure out one, if you need some help getting some money, we have unbelievable resources for that, but also help you budget. I mean, I've worked with homeowners and we've literally budgeted to side half of, you know, a wall of their house every year. So like we literally have, okay, next year it's going to be about $15,400 to do the north side of your house. So we're going to need to budget for that. You know, so we really do work, I think, more than what a lot of contractors do with homeowners, because we understand it's just one of those things. It's home maintenance.
Right. Hang on, Alex. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back with more of the Home Improvement Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And good morning. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We are around every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to our friends at Lindus Construction, LINDUS. Andy is off today, but Brother Alex is helping you out today, helping us out this morning. And Alex, we have callers.
Who's helping me, Denny?
Who's helping
me?
That's right.
That's what I want to know.
we'll send somebody over.
Good.
I want to get back to the phones. In fact, let's do that now, and then I want to talk to you about the special deals going on at Lindus. I think Bobby's first up here in Brooklyn Center. Thanks for waiting, Bobby. What's your question for Alex?
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, I have a area in front of my side door. You know, it's the one that gets you. And I can't really grow grass there because of the traffic. And the wife wants a deck, and I want a patio like brick. And I have tree root problem. I mean, they're not overwhelming, but there's enough that you'd have to work around it. It's just like a 10 by 15 foot area. I'm wondering what the best, cheapest, safest, you know, whatever, the most cost conscious. It's those roots. I don't know if I'd trim them down or work around them or what. Are they going to cause me trouble if I put the brick down, or is it better just to put a patio, you know, wooden patio over it? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, you bet. If it's, you know, the one thing is how much room do you have from that walkout, right? So if it's just a service door from your garage out, maybe there's a little drop down there, you know, if there's a room allows it. See, the thing with the roots, like if you put a patio pavers down, and this is always the key with patio pavers, you ever seen some that look really awesome forever and then some that look really horrible right away?
It's
because it's all about the prep work when it comes down to it. It really is. And that goes for any type of block lane, any type of a retaining wall, which is, I got a funny story for that. My dad did his retaining wall three different times with my nephew and my uncle. So the third time's a charm, but what it comes down to is if you do not get that first row right, like you should literally spend 75% of your time making sure that first row is true and level and underneath it's not going to settle. You got the proper sand and everything's perfect. Because if you do that, then you're just laying stuff on top of it and it should just lay out perfect. Now it's the same thing with pavers too. So if the prep work underneath it is not done well, it's just going to look really, really poor after a while. And especially if you got the roots, those roots aren't going to go anywhere. Unless you completely remove those, they're going to end up growing back, reaching to the surface or trying to get to the surface and pop out some of those pavers. So if you have roots, I think I might go with your wife on this one and say try to do some sort of a decking that can span those or go over the top of them, that might be your best option. I just think you're going to have a better result. Unless you could somehow completely remove that soil, you know, a good foot, 2 feet down, and put new gravel back in with sand, and then your pavers on top of that. That's all. Sounds like a lot of work, though, doesn't it, Denny?
It does, and I have a question, mm-hmm. too, you know, having worked with our lawn and garden folks. Mm-hmm. If you have good trees, now maybe there are no trees and just old roots, but if you have good trees, you don't want to damage that root system. So
yeah,
I agree with you. Build it over it.
Yeah, because, sure. You know, you remove those roots, but honestly, that one root could be super important to that tree, and then she gone. So,
that's right.
Yeah, I would go to over the top on that.
All right,
so,
we
yeah,
have,
I just,
some
you know, I got
to help.
You got some texters?
Go ahead.
No, yeah, I was going to say, I got a confirmation from my brother. State Fair discount is running this month through the month of August, 75% off of everything Lindus Construction does. So there you go. Get in while it's here. And it's booking up fast. It's
well,
we've
it
got
is.
And we've got a ton of interest right now. So yeah, but take advantage of that discount. That's awesome. It's the only time we do that this year.
That's on gutters, siding, windows, like you said, everything that you guys do.
Yep.
And easiest number to remember, 1-800-LeafGuard. And if you need like a new roof or you want to check out siding, you guys have a great website as well, lindusconstruction.com.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. There's an unbelievable amount of, I go there to educate myself sometimes, believe it or not. So there's a super informative on there, but it's super easy to actually sign up right online. In fact, we're finding most people are doing that right from our website. Check it out. It's super simple. Click on contact us, put in your info, and we will get back to you. Almost immediately we have our staff receiving that information. So it's not uncommon to get a phone call within minutes of sending that email in and getting set up on the schedule. And I know we're booking out probably 2 to 3 weeks on appointments right now. So it's time.
All right. Word of the wise. Alex, we only have about 2.5 minutes to go here. Mary Lou has been in Crystal
quick.
There waiting to ask you a question. Go ahead, Mary Lou. What is your question?
Yes, good morning. I have a question about painting, and I'm wondering about outdoor painting in the humidity. Is that a bad idea?
You know, Denny's the real paint expert on this show.
Yeah,
he's painted so much stuff in his life. Yeah, I mean,
sometimes
I know
the right
ideally...
stuff.
I don't know if it's so much, Denny, maybe you can be jumping on this, but like, I don't know if there's a special paint you can get that does it, but I do know like you're going to have to, if it's really humid outside, your curing process is going to have to be a lot longer.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a timing.
I mean, it's just going to take longer. It's going to be tackier for longer. I don't think it really is going to change the effect of how it looks that much, but I mean, you don't want to be painting in the rain, obviously. That's the deal, but
no. And you see, professional painters this time of year all over the cities doing their work. So it just takes a little more time to dry, that's all.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. Temperature, mm-hmm. in most cases, is the issue.
Yeah, you got a super
hot. As far
hot,
as cold.
Yeah, the sun coming on a north side or a west side sun baking under the siding, you're trying to paint it. Yeah, it might affect it a little bit. But yeah, I don't think humidity other than the drying process, right, Denny?
Yeah. No, it's true. We have a minute to go. Let me do this real fast. Mm-hmm. We have a deck stain question. What's your favorite clear deck stain to use on seasoned green treated wood deck? Is an oil-based stain the best is the question. I say yes. What do you say?
Oil stain, 100%. We've tried water-based stuff before, Denny. You know, we remember talking about this over the years. You know, you want to be able to do that. It seems like it's a good thing, but it just doesn't last. Like, it just doesn't seep into the wood. It almost, like, puts a layer on top of it and then flakes off what we've seen. It's kind of weird where that oil base really, you know, it really sticks into that wood. And
yeah.
I know you're all about oil base just because longevity.
Yeah, the Penofin is specifically, we have another text about that, so I know we have to run, but the Penofin, the texter wanted to know, why so many rags? Well, because you got to put it on thickly. And then you got to wipe it off, and you've got to take care of those rags carefully.
Yes.
So you don't cause any combustion.
You know what a lot of people don't realize, too, like those rags, you know, they always say
can combust.
They will internally combust. Yes, it's a real thing.
Alex, we got to run.
YouTube. All right, Denny.
Alex,
thanks a lot.
Alex, you got it on. Great talking
with
you.
It was great to hear from you.
And you want to get in touch with those 75% off installation labor, check it out at 1-800-LeafGuard.